The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Standing outside an Aldi grocery store in Fairfax County on a rainy afternoon, Carol Murphy would like to go in and buy a cart full of groceries, but she doesn't have any money.
I can't even pay attention, I'm so broke.
Murphy has been on food stamps since she was diagnosed with cancer back in 1990. The next year, she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, a disability that has kept her out of work ever since, as she gets $24 a month worth of food stamp benefits.
That $24 might buy me some eggs and bread, maybe a pack of lunch meat, something like that. But after that, it's over, and I'm by my wit's end, and I don't like that. I don't like that. It's not cool to be hungry in Fairfax County.
In the last 15 years, the number of people who receive food stamp benefits in Virginia has more than doubled. It peaked after the recession in 2013, and it's dropped about 15% since then, but it's still much higher than before the recession. Amy Best at George Mason University says part of the reason that so many people are receiving food stamp benefits is that social service agencies are doing a better job reaching out to people.
The folks who are eligible for SNAP benefits don't always use SNAP benefits, and the same is the case for students who are eligible for free and reduced lunch. And so we have improved our ability to capture those eligible folks.
That improvement is partially tech-based. Virginia is one of 42 states that now allows people to apply online. But Victor Chen at Virginia Commonwealth University says that's only part of the story.
As incomes stagnate for many households, they are increasingly relying on our social safety net, and food stamps is part of that.
He points out that many of those issues will be front and center next year when lawmakers in Washington take up reauthorization of the Farm Bill. That's the massive piece of legislation that includes how the food stamp program will work. Republicans in Congress are already talking about strengthening work requirements and time limits, reforms implemented back in the Clinton era. But Professor Chen says it's crucial that those lawmakers understand the vast majority of people who receive food stamps are children or elderly or disabled, essentially not able-bodied people who don't have jobs.
That's a minority, but still that is a source of anger for some lawmakers who feel that these folks are getting a free lunch.
Back at the Aldi, Carol Murphy is one of those people who believes some food stamp recipients are getting a free lunch.
There is just not enough benefits to go, I think, to people who really deserve them versus people who are out here ripping and running and doing whatever. You know, and they're not working, they're not contributing back to the county, they're not giving anything back to the county. It'd be nice if some of them were mandated to do some charity work somewhere.
Any new requirements that food stamp recipients have a job or limit their time on the program would not apply to Murphy because of her disability. But she says if Congress makes those changes, she feels that she might be able to get more than $24 a month. I'm Michael Pope.